Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, the website actually allows you to influence the things we'll talk about on the air. Over the weekend, the first item we ran out the gate with was on our front page at freetalklive.com, and it was there because of listeners like you going and opening your own account and creating show prep suggestions, interesting articles, links to videos, audio, that sort of thing, other things that our listeners would like. And so then they, if they like them, they vote them up. If they don't like them, they'll vote them down, and you can vote up and down as well. And the most popular items make it to the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and use them on the air. Now, a story that hit the news pretty big today is the Rand Paul thing. And I have been a critic of Rand Paul, and I will continue to be a critic of Rand Paul as long as he continues to be unprincipled in his delivery of the Liberty message. However, I did want to discuss, kind of the double-edged sword that is Rand Paul, because here we are with tremendous level of exposure for the word libertarian. I'm imagining, I'm looking here, Rand Paul search 1,500 articles from a news search on Google. 1,500 articles, that's a pretty big splash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
He's hitting front pages of websites. He's getting interviews. I saw you, Wayne, watching an interview of him. I presume that was recent.
Yes,
that you were watching
this morning.
So making a big splash in the media, I'm imagining that the word libertarian is used likely very frequently along with Rand Paul, because he's not going to hide from that word. He really can't.
I've also heard people refer to him as a principled paleo conservative as well.
I would I'll go for that definition.
So I just wanted to all 1,500 articles have the word libertarian in it. So yeah, every single mention of Rand Paul, the term libertarian is mentioned.
And sometimes his father is mentioned in the article also as the libertarian. So depending on
really?
The search, it could be that the word libertarian is being used to refer to his father.
That's true. There's one article here that says the libertarianism long espoused by his father, but again, associating him with the term libertarian. And I think that's fine, because that's kind of what libertarian has become. You know, the unprincipled smaller government people are what the term libertarian has come to define. And I'm still coming to terms with that. But nonetheless, I just wanted to put this out there.
I don't know how it is that you don't realize that. I mean, back when you called yourself a libertarian, that's what you were. You were not the principled, no government voluntarist, no coercive government voluntarist.
Well, no. Just because I didn't understand how it worked didn't mean I didn't. Or just because I didn't understand some of the details of implementation of some market ideas, market replacements for government, because I hadn't come that far, didn't mean that I didn't understand what I signed when I said that I would not use force on people, that I would not support or advocate aggressive force, the initiation of force. And that's why when I came to the immigration issue so long ago and I found out that my personal viewpoint was in conflict with that principle, I decided to look further and educate myself as to, well, why it is that I feel this way, but on the other hand, I've said this, and I looked at those, and I rejected the initiation of force, because that's what I swore to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that coming. And maybe Rand Paul has never, taken such an oath. Maybe he has never really been a true libertarian.
I don't know that most people look at what they believe and then decide what they are, and they don't necessarily modify what they believe for it. Now, you can talk to them about it and convince them, but the fact that they took an oath on a website doesn't mean I just don't think that fits into the scenario.
And some people a lot of people evolve over time too, but it's,
of course, everybody does, I hope.
But Rand Paul's rhetoric, obviously, if his voting record actually matches his rhetoric, which very few do, that would be a huge step in the right direction. Obviously, it wouldn't be the optimal situation, but so many politicians, whether it's Reagan or Obama now, have this rhetoric in their campaign, but then they get in office, they do just the opposite. So I'm more concerned over that right now than I am. If he can just follow his rhetoric, his voting record follow his rhetoric, I'd be
pretty
happy.
It seems pretty likely to me. I mean, just because of the, I guess, the family name, you know, Ron Paul being probably the most principled guy in the U.S. House.
By far.
It seems to me that Rand's going to get a lot of that kind of, you know, that's the way he's going to be about it. I think that, you know, the fact is Rand, the biggest problem that Ian had with him was his stance on the Afghan war. Is that right?
And immigration.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his father essentially takes both of those same stance. I believe that Ron Paul voted for the war in Afghanistan. I'm reasonably certain that he did. And he believes...
I don't think Ron Paul wanted to continue the war in Afghanistan.
Because at the time they were going after bin Laden. That was the premise.
And I don't know if his son does either. I don't recall exactly what he said. It's been a while since I've seen the footage.
I heard him say the other day that if you were going to go into Afghanistan, that there should be a formal declaration of war, unlike what we have now where the president is kind of a dictator and just sends people off to war.
Let me tell you, I think that the guy says a lot of good things. There's no doubt about it. It's just that when it comes to me endorsing a politician, which is a detestable thing for me to do, I want that person to be principled, and I want that person to come out and take a principled position. And I think immigration is probably one of his worst issues. I'm a little muddy on the Afghanistan thing, but the immigration position is pretty clear. And the guy wanted to build helipads and do border enforcement.
Yeah, you know,
that doesn't sound
very
small government or peaceful to me.
You're right, but I wonder how much of that has been for a Republican audience.
Yeah. Well, that's what bothers me, too, because
he doesn't motivate him.
That sounds to me like being dishonest. I mean, if you're pandering in order to win, which is what politicians do, then that doesn't set him apart in my book. That just, while he may be good on a number of issues, that leaves a real nasty taste in my mouth, and it makes me not want to give any money to this guy. I did give some money to Ron Paul because I felt like he was making a pretty big splash, and, you know, truth be told, this guy is making a big splash, Right now, he's making a big splash. Whether it will continue or not, we'll
see.
We'll see.
It seems like he's going to get elected to the Senate. It's Kentucky, which is a pretty much a red state. Mm-hmm. He's won the primary. He could probably take a nap until November and walk away
with
this.
Maybe. I mean, his message is going to be—it's going to be a strong liberty message in a lot of areas. There's no doubt about it. He's very against the Federal Reserve.
What he has to do at this point is not step in it, and then he's got 6 years to continue to do what it, you know, to be.
Right. And Senate, he doesn't need my support.
The Senate is a more conservative area. No, he doesn't need
my
verbal
bucks. He doesn't need my 10 bucks.
Your money.
I mean, I gave his father a few $100s, but I don't feel, even with the big splash here, I still don't feel motivated to support this guy because of the vitriol. Towards immigration, and maybe he's not being vitriolic, I guess, in his words, but the idea of immigration enforcement and helipads.
I don't like the idea of stepping it up.
Fences and moats or whatever the heck it is that he proposed. It was crazy talk.
It did sound that way, but like Wayne said, it's a politics game, and he's got to play it. I'm excited about him winning, and I think that
it was a good win, 60% almost, right?
I think what it shows is a sea change in America. I think that, and he said it. He said that this is a win for the Tea Party, and it really is a win for the Tea Party. I don't know. The Tea Party is somewhere in the world between Republican and fiscal conservative, and I don't know what it's going to end up or like or anything like that, but it does show Americans are more interested in that, and zeitgeist matters.
All right, so should we get him on the show? Because I want to hold his feet to the fire on immigration.
Why not? That'd be great. But you know, I wanted to make a point here, Ian, about this, too.
Because the reason for that is because, like with the Ron Paul campaign, this guy's campaign is going to be the way to bring people to a true liberty message. And so if we can glom on and bring people over to our ideas of a voluntary society and getting rid of the federal government, you know, bring him on and have him answer questions about secession and stuff like that and talk about real liberty with this guy and see where
he
comes
down. If he wants anything to do with you at this point, I mean, now he's won the primary. What does he care about you and your little piddly show
at this point? Probably doesn't care. So, I mean, unless he cares about the support of the audience of this show, which I think can be fairly significant. Not to say that I'm in control of my audience or anything
like that.
Rand Paul
just won the general election yesterday. I don't see any reason why he has to come on your show now.
Okay, that's fine. 800-259-9231. I don't see any reason why he would either. 1-800-259-9231, unless he has sees value in reaching thousands of so-called libertarians. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, Wayne. We'll get to your thoughts here in a moment. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features including our listening options. You've got live streams that are available around the clock, as well as our listen lines. You can call in from any phone that can dial long distance. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
With today's high gas prices, the first thing you should do is get your car tuned up to run smoother, right? Well, what about your body's engine? Makes your energy level plunge, your fuel drop, and all you want to do is take a nap? Well, now there's a way to tune up your body, too. I swear by it. It's called Nature Bee. And here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii with more.
Hello there, Free Talk Live, and boy, are you right, Mark. Everybody's system needs a tune-up from time to time. No good, though, reaching for that caffeine or sugar day after day after day. It'll kickstart you for sure, but that's temporary. Nature B is the fuel you really need because it's pure natural energy in these capsules. No artificial highs or those inevitable letdowns later, just a continuous boost of natural energy all day long.
So Nature B's natural, where's it come from?
High up in the southern Alps of clean green New Zealand. It's plant pollen collected by the famous honeybees. Most potent, powerful energy answer ever known to man. It's tiredness and sluggishness gone. You get more starting power, and what you need these days, much more staying power.
So it's natural, and it works, and it's not expensive? How do folks order Nature B?
Yeah, how about that for great deals? All right, look, it does work, and it's not expensive. 6 months supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to bonus Free Talk Live listeners 3 more months for free. Now it's 9 for the price of 6 right to your door. All you got to do is make the toll-free call to Auckland, New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. All the way to NZ, 866-834-8355. Or if you're listening to Free Talk Live online, Nature B is online at naturebee.com.
Okay, folks. Now, you can be just like me and order your Nature B today. Call right now at 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
All right. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Wayne, you're going to tell us about a poop test.
Yes,
for dogs. And yeah, we'll see where that's coming from and what that's all about. But we're still talking about this Rand Paul guy who we – have you ever had him on your interview series, Mark?
Yes.
You have. Okay. All
right.
It was
shortly before you began, you had a breakdown over some video that you saw that he –
yeah, well, made. Anybody that's advocating building helicopter pads and trying to keep damn illegals out, I have issues with. And it's a big enough issue to where I just can't feel like I can support the guy. Now, I'm willing to change my mind on that, but as you say, Mark, you know, what the heck does he care about little old Free Talk Live and our 77 radio stations that we have 60-plus of them on Saturday nights? I mean, certainly we could put him on there, and I imagine that he still wants to raise some money, even though he is likely, like you say, I mean, if it's a Republican area, he's the only Republican on the ballot.
He's
going to
need money for 6 years from now, too. So.
But, I mean, yeah, the political campaigns aren't just going to stop raising money because
yeah,
they think they're going to win.
That's what they do.
So maybe he could raise a little bit of money if he came on here and wowed some of our principled listeners, the people that understand what liberty really is. Now, Wayne, you had wanted to comment something about Rand, and we didn't have time for it.
Yeah, first of all, he has embraced the downsized D.C. agenda, which was,
yeah,
is the Read the Bills Act and the One Subject at a Time Act, which I would support. If you're going to have a Congress, that would be a good thing to have.
Now, Jim Babka from Downsized D.C. couldn't even get Ron Paul to get behind that one, right?
I guess so. I didn't hear that, but this is the first I heard of that. But I know Rand Paul was very enthusiastic.
Well, no one
about
has sponsored it, and it was not certain. If no one has sponsored it, that means Ron Paul wouldn't.
But Rand promised to do something.
Oh,
yes,
such a thing.
He did. So that I like. And then the immigration issue, I think, is not as cut and dry as a lot of people believe. I think it's one of these hysterical issues in the media that gets people all upset,
sure,
and gets them to beg for tyranny. Because
yeah,
what happens is they say, you're not protecting the borders, and you got tens of millions of people pouring over the border. I don't believe, and I haven't believed from the beginning, that this is a natural, organic immigration type thing. I was in California in the 80s. I watched 8 to 10 million people pour into California. And it was as if they just kind of opened the door and looked the other way, and a lot of people came in. And basically what they're doing is, if you look at all the rhetoric and you see how they've manipulated the public over the years with this, it's just a way, it's a divide and conquer strategy. It's a way to get people to beg for more tyranny. That's
and
what they're
working.
Doing, and that's what they're doing. So to say, oh, I'm anti-immigration or pro-open borders, that's not the issue here. The issue is that this is not real. What's happening here is there's more here than meets the eye with the immigration issue.
Well, okay, so what is the issue if it's not opening borders or not? I mean, what is the real issue with immigration, in your opinion?
Well,
maybe I'm not understanding.
I think the so-called illegals, whatever you want to call them, I love people.
I hate that name.
Yeah,
I like
do
putting
too.
So-called in front of it.
Yes, that's why I put so-called. It's they're political weapons is what they are. It's designed to divide and conquer. It's a way to get people all upset. So they're going to beg for all these thugs, these bases on the borders and these fences. You know, mm-hmm, what happens historically when they put fences on borders is to keep people and capital in. It's
you
not
get kept
to keep
in, yeah,
people
right in
out.
Like North Korea.
Right. So this is, you have people begging for more, for guarding the borders when that's not really the real issue because.
Well, what I'd like to see is if Rand Paul is willing to change the perception or change his way of approaching that. Because if he really is just pandering and really does believe in freedom, I'm going to take points off of him because he was being dishonest. But I understand that, well, he probably wouldn't have gotten through the primary had he not pandered on that. So that's a tough position to be in. You're engaging in this political game where, in order to get these people that are less than informed on certain issues to come out and vote for you, you pander to them. I think it's a shame. But if he really does feel of a more pro-liberty viewpoint, now would be a good time for him to come out, right? Now would be a good time for him to start talking about that.
Sure, but there's a few other factors too. For example, Mexico is in almost collapse stage. They've got so much corruption. Even more than here, and what's happening is there's all these wars between the drug traffickers and the government, and it's spilling over the border to some degree too. And there's in Texas, I've read articles that there's even Mexican military helicopters that have been spotted in Texas because that's how bad it's getting. So when someone says, "Well, I support helipads," there, I'm wondering what their intention is, because it is a helipad to prevent helicopters coming in from Mexico. Or is it to round up so-called illegals? I mean, I don't support that either. I support freedom as well.
It sounded to me, when I heard the clip, it sounded to me like he was talking about some kind of increased border enforcement, sort of the bring the troops home from Iraq and put them on the border mentality, helipads, moats. I don't remember all the alligators. Mm-hmm. Who knows what it was he was proposing. But it was definitely a very anti-freedom message. But, and so I just can't get behind, and I'd love to get behind somebody like, Dr. Mary Ruart or some. I can't imagine Dr. Mary Ruart, who was running for the Libertarian Party presidential candidacy in 2008. She was beaten by Bob Barr, which is a damn shame.
She would have gotten a lot more votes than Barr, too.
Barr doesn't have principles.
Right.
And Barr didn't get any with his pandering. All of his pandering, Barr didn't do any better. Then it did slightly better than Harry Brown did in the year 2000, another libertarian presidential candidate who was far more principled in his message. So if it were Dr. Mary Ruart and she was asked a question about immigration, I know she would approach it from a position of compassion instead of some sort of increased enforcement and violence of the state. And that's the kind of candidate that I could get excited about. I just don't see anybody like that. Maybe
right.
John Jenis was a little
John
pretty
Jenis
good.
Was better.
He was better than Rand Paul. So if I was going to give somebody money, it would be him. By the way, did he win?
The primaries aren't on the same days. I did give him money.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. Plus, I think Christine is with us. She wants to talk about Rand Paul. We'll talk to her as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Welcome to share your thoughts on Rand Paul or anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at Tactile. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian here. Oh, let me turn on Wayne's mic. My bad. Try
and to. Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. Our website, you go to freetalklive.com. You enjoy it for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give you what they give you behind their paywall free at freetalklive.com. Now, you can help voluntarily support the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. That you send in $3 a month to the show, we take that, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board so they can be exposed to the ideas of freedom. And maybe with this Rand Paul's campaign success, maybe we'll eventually end up bringing some people that encounter the term libertarian, learning about it through Rand Paul, and then finding the next step.
There you go.
There is that next step. So Mark, if you want to get him on the show, I'll leave that in your hands. I just am not excited enough to try to chase it down myself. It's up to you if you want to bring him on. He wants to come on, I'll have him on. And we'll take your calls. If I want to have him on, you know, long enough to take some phone calls from our listeners.
You're such a generous man, Ian.
No, I do my best here. I mean, we're talking about politicians here, Mark. All right, so let's go to Christine, listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Ian, Mark. Good to hear you. It's Christine Smith out in Colorado.
Christine. Wayne is here tonight, too. What's on your mind, Christine?
Hi, Wayne. Sorry.
No problem, Christine.
I frankly, in my opinion, I don't believe that Ron Paul is any friend to libertarian principle.
Wait
at
a minute.
All.
Wait, clarification. You said Ron Paul. Did you mean Rand Paul?
Rand Paul. I apologize. Yes.
Okay.
Rand Paul, I think it's just because of the last name and the association with Ron Paul. I don't think he's a friend to libertarian principle, whether we're talking about domestic issues or international issues. And that's why I wrote an article actually called Stupid Libertarian Hoopla over Rand Paul. I think that almost every single issue, this man is a conservative, and I don't know why all these libertarians, professed libertarians, are getting so excited. They like to pride themselves on their individualism, yet they jump on a bandwagon just like an Obama head. They keep using the word hope. They keep saying, oh, well, you might see change. Let's have hope. They sound just as stupid and foolish as the people who supported Obama. And I think you can just go straight down the list. Like I said, international policy. You guys were talking about Afghanistan early. He is on record as saying that had he been in that position, he would have gone to Congress, yes, and asked them to declare war, and he would have voted for it. When we talk about immigration, you've already made the excellent point on where he's at immigration. These are fundamental violations of what I think are libertarian principle. I don't know why libertarians would support it.
Because they're desperate.
Because they're desperate. That's what I put in my article. Libertarians, some of them seem so desperate to want to claim some success, they compromise, and they're compromising big time, in my opinion, with Rand Paul.
Christine, I love you, Christine Smith. Mark is very upset here.
Right, well, I've got some questions. I don't know about very upset, but I do have some questions.
You're shaking your head in the studio here.
Right.
Well, I'd like to give two more examples. Guantanamo.
Okay,
what libertarian would want those detainees to be tried in military tribunals?
Oh, that's right. I forgot that one. Thank you.
What about marijuana? What's Rand Paul so afraid of that he wouldn't talk of abolishing the federal laws against
marijuana?
I didn't hear that. Yeah.
He wouldn't? Gosh.
He would not. He said he basically is one of those people, well, I might want to reform, but I don't want to abolish it. And I
think
even the issues that libertarians like about
him, he's a shadow of his father. From what I can tell.
You just watch him backpedal. And I just think it's really sad that good libertarians who profess libertarianism say the right words, but actions speak louder than words. And if you can compromise like this and fork over your support just because of the man's last name, you're either just completely gullible or you're not objective or rational. And I think you're really going for the herd mentality. You want to feel a part of something bigger than you, regardless of what it is.
Now, Christine, I certainly agree with the points that you made about Rand. If all those points are true, I don't know about the marijuana one, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm adding Christine's blog to my aggregator right now. I don't know why I didn't have it there before.
And I agree with you on those points. I think that Rand Paul should change his opinion on those points. But I guess I have some other questions, because this sounds like a more libertarian than thou situation. I think people tend to vote on a
continuum.
You're
either liberty-minded or you aren't.
Exactly. You're either liberty-minded, and I'm saying you want to get...
I'm completely derailed here. Thank you very much, Ian.
You deserve it.
I would really like to go on. Christine, I think that people vote on a continuum. Some people say, I can support a candidate that's 75% liberty. I can support a candidate that's 85% liberty. And, they pick their own little line. And I admit there's problems with that particular activity. But if you're going to vote, you're going to do that, because the libertarians
Yes, you do.
And here's the point.
No,
the libertarians don't always put up principled candidates.
That's exactly right. They don't. And in those cases, if you have those principles, you don't vote for the lesser of 2, 3, 4, 5 evils. You don't vote for anyone for that office if they're all damnable.
Yeah, okay. I sure as hell did not vote for Bob Barr.
So I've got a question for you here, Christine. Do you believe that there is any legitimate role for a coercive government in the United States of America?
I am a minarchist.
I'm sorry, I can't support you, Christine. You believe in using violence on your neighbor.
No, I do not.
That's what government is.
Misrepresentation by an anarchist of a minarchist.
I am not an anarchist. I'm just a person who doesn't believe in coercive force.
It is not coercive for self-defense, and I believe the only legitimate use of government force is for the defense of our liberties as individuals. Someone who would come and defend...
All right, so how are they funded, Christine? How are they funded then?
I oppose the use of the taxations. I oppose all of it at the federal level. And I believe at that community level, yes, that's where we can support it. And I actually am much more support of those areas where it would be willingly and voluntarily supported, because I believe if you really want something, you're going to support it.
Well, I agree, but until we started talking about coercion, that's when I get off the train. But all I'm trying to point out, Christine, I'm not trying to roast you over the fire on that particular issue. What I'm trying to point out is that you may be 95% on that list of liberty. You may be 99%, but I'm making a compromise to say that you sound like a good candidate.
That is a continuum, but in my based upon who I am and the principles I have, I wouldn't support Rand Paul for anything.
Awesome. Thank you, Christine. I appreciate hearing from
you. Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Go
ahead there, Mark, with your ramble.
I might. What? I might vote for the guy. I might give him a few bucks. I mean, I'm still going to say that I think that, you know, where I think he needs to improve, I'm going to say that.
You are.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, and I'm glad she brought up the Guantanamo thing and the allegations about him on marijuana. That's shocking to me. I would think he would get that one. I mean, that's one of the more basic liberty issues.
One thing that I would like to point out, though, is that because of the nature of talk radio, because of the nature of human beings in general, you find four things wrong with the guy, and they're not good things. I will point – I agreed. But he's got – 104 good things about him. We haven't spent much of any time of just mentioning them. You know, they might have been mentioned. The guy wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. How does he feel about state sovereignty? I suspect he's pretty, you know, pretty good on it. Those are the two big issues for me.
He also talked about possibly eliminating the Federal Department of Education and Agriculture, which even Reagan talked about never did, but the fact that he's open to that and he's been kind of raked over the coals by some of the media, like CNN this morning had.
I wouldn't blame anybody for in Kentucky for getting behind him or voting for him. I understand the lesser of the two evils mentality, but what the man advocates is not something I can get behind. Plus, I also won't vote in federal elections anyway, so you know I don't participate. Don't consent. That's what I told the census lady. I told her I don't consent. Which, by the way, that video is now up at freekeen.com. They came around for their second visit this week. The second visit total this earlier this week. They came around, and it was a wonderful little interaction. I had the most respect for this particular bureaucrat. She was outstanding. She respected where I was coming from, was very nice, and respectfully went about her business, went on her way when I wouldn't give her any information.
Well, she's got your GPS coordinates.
Okay, that's fine. But
actually, I think that sort of fell through. The census wasn't able to make that all work. I'm sure they've got some of it cataloged somewhere.
We're going to come back to more here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, dog poop test. We'll find out what that's all about here in a little bit. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 and join us on our website. You can get news updates about the show. Whatever you need to know, you'll know it first. If you're on our updates list, you can get on the email list. You can follow us on Facebook. You can do the Twitter thing. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and you will be presented with all three of those options, and you can sign up with whatever ones you want. So get the updates in the ways that work best for you. Free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. So let's continue taking your phone calls here. Rand Paul has generally been the subject of discussion so far, but of course you can bring up anything. John is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
John in New York? I hear somebody out there going once. John in New York.
He's listening.
John. Let's put him back on hold and try Jeremy in Alaska on the amp line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was thinking that y'all are a little off on the not supporting Rand Paul just because of the immigration thing. I mean, most of the country and most of their own states supports that law.
Yeah, don't toss me into the boat with Ian.
Yeah,
on this
I think
one.
Mark is a big fan.
I don't know about big fan, but I think the guy, he sure beats what the alternatives are, and I prefer to have less arduous alternatives to more arduous ones.
Well, as far as on the blogs and a lot of the chat rooms that I'm on and stuff like that, most of the libertarians are in support of that, of the immigration law too, and you know.
Yes, yeah, because they don't understand freedom, apparently.
Well, you know, it's still, you know, it's their state and they're the majority. So, I mean, that seems fair to me.
Well, it's not their state. The state is nothing more than a concept and an idea. And even if the idea has some level of reality and that enough people believe in it to manifest it to some extent, it's still not theirs. The people of Kentucky do not own or control the state. The state controls them.
But I'm like Mark, and I think most of you guys, you know, whether you agree with them 100%, I don't think you're going to ever find anybody that everybody agrees 100% on.
Oh, I think you're right about that. I think you're right. But
it's not going to happen.
It's just me. You know, I've become more intolerant in my years towards.
I got a question on for you, Ian.
People like Rand Paul.
Now, if you know, obviously, a guy has to be at a certain continuum for you to support him. Ron Paul wasn't a 100% liberty candidate, but maybe he's 99%, 97%, something like that. At what level should someone agree with the things that are said on Free Talk Live if they're going to amplify?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you turn down their money if they only agreed with us
no,
at 80%?
No, absolutely not.
50%?
But they still
if you want to send me money, I'm going to take your money.
I mean, we're on total opposite views on the side of the fence, but I still, you know, support you guys. You know,
good, Jeremy. I'm glad that you do because you get value.
You know?
Yeah, you get value from the show, right?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think you're sending a wrong message of, you know, kind of telling people not to send Rand Paul money. Because
I didn't say that. I just said I wasn't going to send him money.
I'm saying you don't. You got the mic. You got a loud voice. You got the mic.
Yeah, but Mark's over here
now, Jeremy.
You know what I mean?
Mark's over here supporting him. Wayne, you've been somewhat supportive of him. I mean, are you going to send him money?
I'm not going to support. He's not in my state, so I'm not going to support send him money. But I just think the immigration thing is a lot more complex than people make it out to be. That's
what about
all.
Guantanamo? Is that complex?
Well, I'd have to see the context under which he said it before I would make a decision on it.
He wants military tribunals for the people in Guantanamo.
I don't think I'd support that.
Yeah.
Well, they're not simple, U.S. citizens, so why should they get a constitutional trial?
They shouldn't have them to begin with. A lot of the people who were in Guantanamo were actually ratted out by their neighbors for money who aren't even terrorists.
Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Let's try
also, I'd like to point out, the Constitution doesn't say that these are the rights of citizens of the United States of America. I don't think the term citizen comes up. It doesn't come up until the 17th Amendment, 14th Amendment, something like that. So the Constitution, as it originally was, recognized essentially anyone on the landmass or that walked into the landmass, and it didn't have any provisions for going outside of the landmass and grabbing people and then giving them trials, because the way they saw it is when one nation rose up against another nation, they would declare war, and we had treaties, not of course at the time, but there would be treaties on the way wars were conducted and treated. And because the United States, the House, the Congress, decided not to call this a war, that's what threw all this into some huge morass of problems. That's why this is a problem in the first place, because the federal government broke its own constitution. So don't cite the Constitution when it comes to these people. The government itself isn't following it in this particular case.
You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, coming up, we got the poop story about dogs in a neighborhood. We'll find out what that's all about. Wayne's got that story. Also, the census. I mentioned that they came to visit me recently. One of our sponsors was also visited by the census, Mandrick from George, who does the baklava. Special order, baklava, under the table baklava. That guy, he was visited by the census, and his visit apparently was not as nice as mine was.
Mandrick.com, no C in Mandrick.
Is it up there? The video is up on
YouTube?
No,
his I don't
website?
Know.
Oh, okay.
You said a sponsor, so I thought I'd plug the site.
Yeah, I know the video is up on YouTube. I don't know if he actually put it on his website. Maybe he could call in. I know he's hanging out in the chat room tonight. Maybe he could call in and tell us about what happened, because I don't think he's done that yet. So 800-259-9231. Is there anything else we need to say about Rand Paul? I mean, congratulations to him for having a win with a relatively liberty-oriented position in general, probably, 80%.
And we hope that if he does win the general election, that he is, principled, at least like his dad, maybe more so.
I wouldn't get my hopes up with him saying things like that. If he is that principled, then he's a liar to get into office. And I don't think... Maybe his dad has pandered as well, but I don't feel like it's to this extent. And what can you do, right? Like we were pointing out before, there's just not a whole lot of liberty candidates for you to support. So if you're going to support the political process and support liberty candidates, there are only really so many that are even qualified. And I don't know if he's qualified still.
There are more and more liberty candidates running for office now as Ron Paul, so-called Ron Paul Republicans, which is a good sign. If a few of them can get in, it could be... A step in the right direction again, but it's not the ideal yet.
So I mentioned the video. I took video of the census person, the enumerator, coming up to my door to talk to me. The first person had come by a couple weeks ago. I posted that video to freekeen.com. That went fairly well, though. He was timid, intimidated by the camera. He didn't like that very much, but he wasn't mean or anything like that. Just a little on the shy side. And that was a fairly short conversation. This one lasted a little bit longer. I'll play it for you.
Hi. How can I help you today? I am going to be recording this.
Yes,
this
I was
encounter.
Warned.
Okay.
You were warned.
And that doesn't bother me, so
okay,
if you
great.
Want to record, that's totally fine.
Sure.
My name
Barbie
is Kathleen.
Ma'am. I'm a little weird.
Kelly, and
hi, Kathleen.
I'm the census. And
I know you think it's weird to record the government, Mark, but it's the best thing that you can do. If you're going to interact with them, it's the most sensible thing that anybody who cares about, I think, freedom can do.
She was warned about you, Ian.
Oh, I need to give you... Oh, I don't know if I'm going to take any papers from you, but...
Oh, that's fine. It's just an information sheet.
I'm not interested in participating, and the reason why is because the federal government is an agency of coercive force, and I don't appreciate the things that they do.
Well, what about your representation?
I'm not interested in being represented in a violent, coercive monopoly.
Indeed, but what about in the House of Congress and stuff like that? Without counting how many people, we don't know how many people we need in the House of Representatives.
I don't need anybody in there. I'm not interested.
Now, I would like to point out that this is kind of a specious argument in New Hampshire. Okay,
what is specious?
Incorrect in argument that she's making. Because what are the chances that New Hampshire is going to get upgraded from two representatives to three? I mean, that's a big change in the population. Also, what are the chances of New Hampshire going from two representatives down to one? It's a tremendous change in the population. Mm. So the this is sort of the same argument as it is with voting. Well, what if everybody did like you did and didn't vote? What if everybody did like you did and didn't fill out this census form? Well, I can't control what everybody does. All I control is what I do. And my, participating in this or not participating in this doesn't really matter.
In anything that they do, they aggress against peaceful people, and I can't in any way support an organization like that.
But what about people who believe in peace who are there?
Yeah, that seems a little contradictory to believe in peace and work for an agency that is inherently based out of coercion. I understand what those folks might be trying to do, but I don't see any increase in peace coming from that organization at all, do you?
So we'll find out what she says here to that question here in a moment. Because she's asking some good questions.
She's having fun with you.
They sent their best little civic student over.
Hey, I'm proud of the lady.
I think she was very, very nice. And we had a nice conversation, which we'll continue to share with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. There's nothing crazy about having a video camera to record the agents calling themselves.
It's nice to be
government.
Polite to the mentally ill.
More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered leaving America? In Asia, you can live like royalty in a tropical paradise for a fraction of the cost. Let PathToAsia.com help you escape the ever-growing burden of taxation and regulation. PathToAsia.com's consultants will guide you through the entire process, helping you find a job, housing, and even a companion before you make the move. Join the increasing wave of Americans moving to Asia while you still can. Visit PathToAsia.com and sign up for your free trial today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.